Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The last time we met, it was actually like 1 week before the world shut down.
It was.
We were on a good streak.
Yeah.
You was there. I think Tion Wayne was the week before with Swarms. The week after it was J1. Mm-hmm. Was a proper good month.
Yeah.
And then suddenly shut down.
Yeah, it's crazy. It feels like such a long time ago.
Yeah, and it feels like it's over now.
Mm-hmm. Definitely in the UK.
Yeah,
I don't know about anywhere. Well, couple of places, but in the UK it's over. No one cares anymore. No mask, anything.
Feels good for us.
Feel free. Feel free, man.
But what's happened since the last time? You dropped an EP, a couple of singles, but it feels like you've been working, but it feels like you took
a little step back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been working all the time, but since the last time I seen you, obviously making music as always. Like you said, I dropped an EP since then. I think that was when, like, Rain was just after.
And I can really notice the change, because when I told people the first time that we were doing an interview, people were like, who?
Mm-hmm.
And now people are like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, a lot's changed. A lot's changed in that time. I've just been doing everything, bro. Like, I don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
Commercials and stuff like that. Deals with Subway, Lynx, Relentless.
But obviously with Rain, you took a jab at the US market and did a lot of interviews and started doing stuff like that.
Yeah, we just wanted to get the vibe over there a little bit, I feel like. But that wasn't really intentional. We wasn't in the studio thinking, oh, we're going to make a song that's going to attack America. That's just what ended up happening. So then obviously we shot the video out there in LA. Which you can't even really tell it's in LA.
Not
really.
With most videos these days.
Yeah. So, which is pretty pointless. but that was good. That definitely got... AJ is quite known in America anyway. And then that definitely put my foot in there.
Plus
a
the producer.
Bit. Yeah, and then Take Heath, of course. And Take Heath helps because we put him as a feature on the track. It's actually HXAJ featuring Take Heath.
Yeah.
And that just helped us with all like the American playlists and whatnot, because everyone loves Take Heath. All the American playlists were just getting added to that. So Rain was lit. And then, like you said, obviously I released Rain and we didn't perform it for over a year.
It's crazy.
We just sat there, just like, doing nothing.
When you take away the live gigs, it's like, because when people discover tracks live, it suddenly becomes the soundtrack to like... a kiss or
a memory, definitely.
A trip or something.
And
now suddenly, like, there's been 2 years with tracks that don't really have like a knob to hang
memories.
It on.
No, 100%. It's mad, but in my opinion, it was boring. There was no shows to do. You know, I wanted to get out there, but at the same time, I feel like it was good for all the artists because everyone's just 10 times more excited to see us all now. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like everyone needed that little break. I'm trying to imagine if I dropped a song every month from the day I met you to now, people probably be bored of me by now.
Mm.
Maybe not, but you know what I'm saying? So I think it all worked out for the best, if I'm honest.
When you dropped the EP, like there was only one track with a feature,
mm-hmm.
would kind of stood out compared to mm-hmm. your album.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a reason for that? Or?
Not necessarily. To be fair, I wasn't going to do any features.
Mm.
And then I just happened to make Rain with AJ, and I was like, this has to go on my EP. I don't mind having AJ on there. It's weird. Everything just all fell into place. And thankfully, Rain was the biggest song off that EP.
Mm.
Well, it's one of my biggest songs to date. So thank God for AJ. Thank God we let AJ on the EP.
You said that it wasn't intentional to like attack the American market, mm-hmm. but how big of a goal is the US market, and how do you work towards it after having that track and having mm-hmm. that run?
It's a big goal. It's definitely a big goal, because you don't really realize how small the UK is until you get to a certain level, yeah. and then it's like, oh yeah, I could go probably. I'd like to think every city in the UK now and sell it out straight away. So it's like, oh, where do you go next? And then obviously there's Europe. And then you get to a certain stage, it's like, Europe's not even that big either, you know what I'm saying? So then I suppose the next step is America. And after Rain, to stay familiar, like out there, excuse the police sirens.
Yeah.
We are in Manchester. You might hear that a little bit throughout this interview. Still there.
Actually, the first thing that we met when we jumped out
police.
Of the Uber.
Yeah. and then just to stay relevant out there in America, to be fair, it's just about being there. You can make music and it can go well over there, but people don't realize that you actually have to be over there and be a familiar face and meet people and be in the right rooms and whatnot. Because to be fair, as much as, yes, I have been working, since Rain, I probably only dropped about 3-4 songs.
Yeah, it's mostly features.
Since Rain, exactly. And I'm bigger in America right now than I ever have been, just because of how much I've been over there, working over there, networking, and just getting people familiar with my face. And then I dropped Baby the other day.
Yeah.
And that's going crazy in America right now. So I think it's just about keep going over there and just keep making sure they know who you are. And then eventually, if you make good music, the music will do the talking eventually.
Because it's funny, because coming from Manchester, obviously, I would guess that you guys were, looking to London.
Yeah.
Like, one day.
100%.
Then you get to London, and the entire UK look to the US.
Exactly.
And have that same relationship.
Now, 100%. I even missed that part out. You just reminded me, not even just get into the UK and then you realise how small it is and move. Even from Manchester to London, my first original goal was, let me just get big in London and then I'm good. Got big in London and it's like, oh,
yeah,
there's more to this, you know what I'm saying? So it just comes in stages. Hopefully one day I do America, I'm big in America, and you'll interview me again in the next 2-3 years and I'll say, yeah, I'm trying to attack Brazil next or something, you know what I'm saying? It just keeps going. I don't think anyone's conquered the world yet.
You doing the US tour next month.
Yeah.
You doing the Australian tour.
Yeah.
I'm hearing rumors about another Europe tour.
Yeah.
Obviously, since the last time we met and that tour, it expanded.
Yeah.
So you can't say that, you're already there where you have a global market.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely.
But what do you think is the reason for you as an artist breaking through and doing those steps and actually... Because let's be honest, especially in America,
mm-hmm.
how they look towards the UK and mm-hmm. perceive mm-hmm. the UK, it's not an easy move.
Yeah, it's definitely not an easy move. I think people in the US don't give people in the UK the time of day straight away, because if someone was to come, and present a video of mine to an American, it's like, oh yeah, here's this rapper from the UK. Straight away, it's like, oh, here we go again. But whereas, like I said before, if you're out there all the time and people are like, oh, I've seen him before, it gives people more of an inkling to watch the video. I suppose, this isn't just me saying this, I'm just taking it off what everyone else says. I suppose I'm a good rapper to start with, so that helps. And then, like I said before, just being over there, being familiar, and then just having, I suppose, a personality, just being on social media a lot. I'm trying to be a likable person. I like to think that people like me. So,
but that's an underrated part of being an artist.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
Just having people telling other people, he's a good dude, you should interview him, work with him.
Yeah. It goes a long way. It goes a long way, definitely. So I think that's the little trick, really. Just, you know what I'm saying, be nice to people, make good music, be over there a lot, and just make sure you're networking with the right people, you know what I'm saying? Because it's only a matter of time before, I don't know, some people who I know from America end up in a room with, I don't know, Gunnar.
Yeah.
And he says, oh yeah, H is my guy, he's a nice guy, you should work with him. If he takes his word for it, it's done.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, so I think you just got to be a nice person. Obviously, make good music. That, I think that's the first thing, make good music. And then you should be all right from there.
But then again, this is rap. It's... Mm-hmm. Like, it's a cliche, but it's 90% hustle, 10% talent.
Yeah.
Hustle beats talent every time.
Yeah, 100%. I think if more people from the UK just, like I said, just went over there for a couple months and just said, yo, I'm here.
And I'm not going to lie, it's the same with my job.
Yeah.
Like, people, how do you get? I take the...
You go and do it, yeah.
I take the train to Manchester.
Sat here in Manchester right now, exactly, bro. It's got to be done, bro. I've not done many interviews in Manchester. Like, this is one of my first interviews I've done in Manchester. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. So now it's Manchester and the stash. It's going to be,
Exactly. Exactly.
But tell me about the baby single. Because obviously, like, how does it come to be? And tell me about the whole Ashanti.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm obviously the generation that was really into that song when it first came out.
Yeah.
And when I saw... like the announcement off the track, I was like, shit.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah. That just happened randomly, if I'm honest. I came in the studio one day and Fred was playing beats and he was going through beats. And then I think, if I'm honest, I think he was just flicking through beats, like kept playing the next one, next one, next one. And I just heard, ah, baby. And then he played the next one. And I was like, no, wait, I need to hear that one. He played the Ashanti one. I was like, this is it. I need to do this. Made the song that same day. And that was that. I made that song like maybe almost 2 years ago now. That's an old song. And we've been trying to get it out for ages. We had a couple complications, but then obviously we had to clear the sample. We finally got Ashanti to hear it. Ashanti loved it. She cleared the sample. And then the rest is just from there. I've not talked to her personally, no. I've been on Instagram comments, you know what I'm saying, but not on the DMs or nothing. But she is coming out to the UK soon, I think, so I'm going to try and link up with her and perform a song somewhere.
Was one of the criterias for her to be featuring, or...?
Well...
Since it's a sample.
Yeah, of course. It could have just been a case of, just H, and then, like, Ashanti's a sample in the background, but... I don't know, she was just more involved than that, and I think as well from experience from Rain, we put Tay Keith on there and where that goes.
Obviously, there's a name, like, that carries.
If we want anyone on a song, of course it's going to be Ashanti, you know what I'm saying? So put her on there and it went crazy. I think it would go crazy either way, but obviously that definitely helped. And I think even before anyone heard the song, just the thought of H and Ashanti, what's this going to be? This is crazy then.
But obviously, like, a lot of your fans may not know who she is. Yeah, so 100%. It suddenly becomes, like, I can remember from when I was a kid and was playing a song in my room.
Yeah.
And then there was a sample and suddenly my mom came busting through, like, what are you listening to? The sample.
Yeah.
And I think that this track have the same effect. If I would have heard my son listening to that track, like...
Yeah, what's going
on? How did you discover Ashanti?
Exactly. I think it's a good like, I don't know, in the UK especially, I don't know what it's like anywhere else, but in the UK there's a big wave going on right now of like samples, especially on drill music. And some people love it, some people are like, oh, you're just ruining songs from years ago, but people don't really understand like the best rap songs, hip-hop songs ever, even from 10 years ago, 20 years ago. They've all got samples.
But that's like, as you say, like samples been a part of hip hop since day one.
Forever, yeah.
But at some point, like the kids stopped paying attention to the history.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they started to become history-less. And yeah, then suddenly they taught. I often can see, like, maybe you do a video mm-hmm. where you pay homage to mm-hmm. some video mm-hmm. back in the days.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, oh, you stole that from this third video that also paid homage.
Mm-hmm.
So suddenly it's mm-hmm. like, oh, you stole this, you did.
Yeah,
the kids don't even know about freestyle on instrumentals. Mm-hmm. They don't know about mm-hmm. like taking a line and paying homage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It gets like that. And it's crazy, but like even, I don't know, in 15 years from now, 20 years from now, someone's going to take one of my songs from my last EP and sample that and make a completely different song, and that's just how it goes. You know what I'm saying?
And it's not like Ashant is angry about you putting.
She approved it.
Money in her pocket.
Yeah, the song can't go out without Ashanti saying
now
yes.
She can tour she, the
now she
the
tours
UK.
The UK. That, I think it was a first top five in the UK since 2005. So it's done well for her just as much as it's done well for me. You know what I'm saying? And that song, I'm pretty sure hundreds of thousands of people have gone back to the original song and listened to the song.
Yeah.
So
and starting to battling.
Yeah.
Who's
the
best version?
Which one's better? Yeah, 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 exactly.
But tell me about this house that we're in right now.
Yeah, we're in the NQ house right now. Can I see? Is it an NQ sign anywhere? I don't know, somewhere. But basically, my manager, Adex, this is his company, NQ. And yeah. They've got my two producers, YJ and Litech, there on the publishing here. We've got a couple of artists from Manchester. And it's sick. It's like the only spot in Manchester like this. You know what I'm saying? Where you can go to London, go down a certain road. There's labels all over the place. But yeah, this is a...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
A little sweet spot in Manchester for the people in Manchester. And yeah, he's killing it. It's absolutely sick. You should have seen this building before it was like this. It was just some rundown, empty building, basically.
I thought that when the Uber dropped
us off. When you was walking in, you was like, where am I? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, are you sure this...
Yeah.
With the building, besides it being boarded up.
Exactly.
I'm like, are you sure?
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, nah, it's just a little spot. And yeah, like, we just... Well, I don't. When I say we, I mean Adex. Adex just trying to just do something for creative people in Manchester. You know what I mean? Because there's not been a hub like this forever in Manchester. Well, maybe years and years ago, but not in this generation.
Because obviously, you could have moved to London, or a lot of rappers from outside London
yeah,
do that, London, do that route. How important has it been for you to stay in Manchester, work out of Manchester?
I do work a lot in London, and I am, to be honest, going to get a place in London. But it's important, man. It's important to stay grounded and be with the people you came up with. I always go back to my mum's. I'm always staying at my mum's house. That just makes me feel better straight away. So many things, just being around like-minded people, and like, maybe if I would have moved to London 4 years ago, maybe I wouldn't even talk like this, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, it's good, man. It's good to be where you come from. Not too much. It's also good to branch out and go to other places and experience new things and whatnot. But I think it's definitely important to be in the hometown. For me personally, anyway, it gives me, I feel free here. I feel like I go to London, I'm in work mode. Let's go, let's work. And don't get it twisted, I work here, but when I come back here, I'm just like, let's chill.
You know, I get the same way. I live in another city, like in Bergen, which is 7 hours away from Oslo.
7 hours.
And so this commute of yours is quite the little trip. But it's the same. And when, like when you go to like the capital, you tend to get dragged in who's who.
Yep,
newest, who's the coolest.
Yep.
You got to shake these hands. And when you go back home, you can...
Yeah.
Facts, be yourself.
That, just come back and just chill out, man, and just be with the people I grew up with. This is just a little side story, but I went out on a night out a couple of days ago with my friends, all of my friends from school. And I've been in clubs in LA, New York, Canada, everywhere. I've had so many nights out, amazing nights out, but the other day I was at the pub with my friends down the road, and it was one of the best nights out I've ever had.
But you can do that.
At most of the time, at a certain extent. So I have to, might have to have a lot of people around me, but
But one thing I want to talk about is how the UK differs in terms of, because when you were on the come up and were looking towards London, obviously there was platforms, SBTV, GRM, and there was this whole world of pirate radio, YouTube channels, like completely off the radar, which is, I think really unique when it comes to UK compared to other countries. There is no pipeline like that. You can just do a daily duppy and then suddenly you're a mainstream artist.
It's crazy. I don't really know where that comes from. I don't really know what the first channel was. It's obviously SBTV, rest in peace Jamal as well.
Yeah, rest in peace.
But SBTV was probably the first channel I can remember coming up. I wouldn't even know how to answer that question. I think it's just more someone like Jamal has woke up with the idea one day that I'm going to get the camera out and just shine light on all these new sick rappers or singers or whatever. And then, people bounce off that and it just works out. There's other channels. There's P110 Media in Birmingham. They're based in Birmingham. That's where I used to get to come and do my videos in Manchester because it's closer than London. But yeah, it's good, man. I don't know. I suppose, like you said, I'm so used to that. I don't really know anything different. I didn't know it wasn't.
It's
like
the blueprint for what I do as well.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, like Jamal inspired me and was somewhat of a mentor for what I'm doing as well. But it's just so interesting because there's not, like, even in America, it's not like you drop a single like Baby and then do a Fumes freestyle.
Because the mainstream
and the underground is so connected.
It is.
It's not either or.
I think there's different reasons for that, to be honest. There's different markets to go with as well, because like Baby, for example, like you said, I've put Baby out. There's probably a big percentage of people in the UK that would rather see me do a Fumes the Engineer than release a song like Baby.
Yeah.
And I feel like artists in the UK, this split down the middle between, do I go make a mainstream song like this, or do I kind of like keep the streets happy? But I think you just got to find the balance.
Yeah.
The funniest thing that you just said, which is so true, which I'm exactly doing, I've just dropped Baby. My next thing that you'll see, which will probably be out by the time you put this out, I'm doing a daily dupper next week. Yeah. And I think that for my personal reason for that is just like, I suppose I've had a lot of chart success, but I came in the game just rapping.
Mm.
And people are quick to forget that I can still rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not always hits, which I don't even care really too tough. Like, I would make hits for the rest of my life and be happy, that's fine. But I do have this something in my heart that tells me, just go and do a daily duppy and show everyone what time it is. You know,
but still, you have the opportunity because of
platforms. Because of these platforms, 100%. And like, I never thought of that because I suppose I'm so used to it. But I suppose if they wasn't such a thing, none of these platforms, then I wouldn't be trying to prove to people I can rap. I'd go make another baby.
Yeah, and still, like, when you did the Oslo show, like, a lot of the kids that were there have discovered you via this platform, and not necessarily.
Exactly. Yeah,
no, 100%. You did have a proper a few tunes then, but not on the level right now.
Yeah.
So obviously, for example, Daily Duppy,
there
was a lot of the crowd was there for that.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, do you know what? I've never thought of it like that. Yeah, 100%. And yeah, these channels are a big reason for most people's success and career in the UK. So yeah, big up all the channels.
It's so funny because my channel, like, obviously, from the drill music, there's been a whole wave wearing ski masks.
Yeah.
And I've been taking a lot of heat because there's a lot of rappers in ski masks and whatnot. And it's so funny when you go on Mixtape Madness, like, 9 out of 10 is like that. So, like, once again, the blueprint. And that's why that was my segue, is in terms of Europe, it always baffles me when I hear, like, UK rappers being talking about US, when Europe is almost already in your pocket
from
these platforms and just how music moves these days. And now with Central C and the way that he did his album, and he's really been targeting Europe.
Yeah. I don't really know why. I think at the end of the day, I'm guessing that people's thought process is just like, at the end of the day, our whole inspiration is from US rappers like in the first place. And then I suppose everyone who we're fans of is American.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm guessing.
But it's the little brother syndrome. It's the same reason why I want to come here and show you Scandinavian videos.
Because
we got the same relationship to you guys.
Yeah. And you know what else as well? You know what else might be a reason as well? Which is quite, I'm actually throwing shade on England here, but a lot of other countries in Europe speak English very well.
Yeah.
Hardly anyone in England can speak another language. So when, I suppose, let's just say Paris, for example, we might listen to some French rappers. We don't have a clue what they're saying at all. This is me as well, I'm included, but like, I'm guessing this is most people's reason as well. We don't have a clue what they're saying. Whereas if a French person listens to us, I feel like more French people speak English than more English people.
Even
speak
though,
French.
Like, the French is a bad example because they refuse to speak English.
Well, But so I don't know. Maybe there's a couple of things to it. But yeah, you are right. It is a bit, probably is a bit of little brother syndrome as well. I hear that. Definitely.
Like, Germany is like the third biggest market in the world.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. I know, it's crazy. I really don't know why. I really don't know why there's not more of a connect between, like us and Europe.
But it's funny right now because a lot of, especially the Swedish artists, are starting to come to the UK.
I've been seeing some Swedish artists. What's his name? I've been speaking to him on my Instagram.
One cuss with the white ski mask.
Some ski mask. Yeah, I think it's him.
I've been
speaking to him on Instagram.
There's a few, like him, Yasin, 23. There's a few, and I know that this guy 23 actually is dropping Fumes freestyle in Swedish.
Sick.
And that's also interesting. Like, obviously, you mentioned the French, and the French has always been a big, like, going outside. I listen to a lot of French, but I don't understand what they're saying either. Yeah, but it's so good, so I don't need to to understand it.
It's
so exciting when actually you can. And just the thought of a Swedish rapper rapping in Swedish in the UK is also mind-blowing.
Definitely. I feel like it's just a matter of time, though. I feel like, I don't know, like every scene is just getting bigger and bigger, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like it's just a matter of time before people start making a link. And certain people have done, but I don't really know the reason why it's not more connected than it is.
And it's so, because in the UK, or it's a rap thing to make these remixes, obviously. You've been a part of a few successful remixes, but and as I said to you the last time that we met, I think that people are sleeping on the opportunity to just, okay, when you drop a single and you want to spread it, you can send it to your label in Scandinavia and they can throw up a it's gonna be a remix in Germany and France.
Yeah,
and
that's what I've done with Taste. Yeah, when I released Taste a couple of years ago, I done a remix with a guy called Sven Alias in Amsterdam. He's from Amsterdam. I've done a remix with him. I've done one with... I've done an Australian remix with Nerve was on there. And I feel like I'm missing one. But yeah, that was what I tried to do at one point with the remixes.
Because I remember you actually talked about it when you played in Amsterdam, you could notice that, oh shit, it was a smart move because of the reaction and the 100%. Fan love. And
that's what happened. I brought him out. Yeah. I brought Sven out for my Amsterdam show. He went crazy when he came out there.
And it builds a connection. It's an easy trick, but it's still like pay homage to the place where you visit. And
that's what you need to do. Like people, it's a perfect example what you just said. Like people don't understand. Like if you got a song that's going off, not all the time, you don't want to ruin it, but like, send it out and just get people to spit a verse in it, put it out in other countries, and it really does help. That Taste remix helped me a lot.
But what's the reason for you talking to Wonkas, like in terms of, like if one of the big artists in Scandinavia want to reach out to you or other UK artists, what should be the approach? Or,
you know, my simple answer would be just hit me up on Instagram. I'm all, you know what I'm saying? I'm always just on Instagram, but like, I'm not going to lie, I don't know if I can swear.
Of course.
I fuck with everyone. Like, if I feel like someone is just genuine and I like their music, can make a song all day long.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I suppose it's just that simple. I'm not really, like, hard to get hold of or, like, bad with the features. Like, I do a lot of verses for people. And not
your DM is going to be flooded.
I know after this, and not for the money or anything like that. Like, I've give people verses for hardly anything.
But that's the same with what I do as well. Like often these interviews, they're like blind dating. Like you're going into a room, you got to make somewhat of a connection. Obviously, looking like I do, like white with the stash, and when I do like with an American rapper, like. He just see a white guy, so I gotta throw in like a fun fact and show that I listened to that track from that album.
Exactly the same, bro. I'm saying like I'm not gonna like message someone who I don't have a clue about, but I just know his last song has gone crazy. Like, yo, I want a feature. I'm gonna at least learn some stuff about him before I hit him up and say, yo, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, like you said, it's just about, I suppose, good first impressions. If I like you from the jump, then it's goal time.
Yeah, but that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back, like, that's a full circle to what we said in the start, like being a nice guy.
Yeah.
Or a woman.
Yeah, exactly. And then that's just what happens. And then next time you go to different places, like whatever, like I said, Amsterdam, Sven Alias on the Taste remix. Every time I go to Amsterdam now, I'm going to link him. And I'm good in Amsterdam. Vice versa. Anytime you come to Manchester. You know what I'm saying? So it's good, man. You just gotta be nice to people. Oh, hi, got the flummer. Oh, hi, got the flummer.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.